SRN News, I'm John Scott. The first deployment of Mexican troops is arriving at its northern border with the U.S.
They're among the first of 10,000 troops Mexico has sent to its northern frontier following threats of high tariffs being imposed on Mexican goods by President Donald Trump. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum promised she would send the country's National Guard to reinforce the border and crack down on fentanyl smuggling in exchange for a delay on the crippling trade tariff.
That's correspondent Karen Chamas. Also at SRNNews.com, the number of people who've signed up for jobless benefits rose by 11,000 last week.
The numbers were higher than analysts were predicting. Weekly applications for jobless benefits are considered representatives of layoffs. Companies like Workday, Dow, CNN, Starbucks, and Facebook parent company Meta have all trimmed their workforces to start the year. The Labor Department says the total number of people receiving unemployment benefits increased last week.
Correspondent Ed Donahue, who says the total rose to 219,000 people, 6,000 more than expected. Average rate on a 30-year mortgage in the U.S. eased for a third week in a row. The rate fell to 6.89% from 6.95% last week, according to mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. At a private National Prayer Day breakfast, President Trump pledged to reverse the Biden administration's encroachment on religious freedoms.
I will be creating a brand new presidential commission on religious liberty. It's going to be a very big deal, which will work tirelessly to uphold this most fundamental right.
The president will be naming Attorney General Pam Bondi to lead a task force to eradicate anti-Christian bias. On Wall Street, stocks remain mixed, the Dow dropping 160 points, but the NASDAQ is ahead 64. This is SRN News. Can a mountain be a person?
In New Zealand, the answer is yes. The parliament has granted personhood to Mount Taranaki with full legal rights at the request of native New Zealanders who consider the mountain to have spiritual significance. The decision has shocked many, but pro-life advocates are especially outraged. In New Zealand, unborn babies are not persons and can be aborted right up to the moment of birth if a doctor agrees, meaning they have less rights than a mountain. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in Little Rock, Arkansas, hosting an unusual series of concerts. Organist Colin McKnight is marking the 275th anniversary of Johann Sebastian Bach's death by playing all of the German composer's organ works, but he's doing it one lunch break at a time. McKnight is spending this year playing nearly 18 hours of Bach's organ works in 30-minute increments. This is SRN News. Another health scare for GOP Senator Mitch McConnell.
Media reports say McConnell fell twice on Wednesday, first as he was descending a small flight of stairs leaving the Senate chamber. Witnesses said the 82-year-old former GOP leader appeared to be unhurt and was helped to his feet by fellow Senators Mark Wayne Mullen and Steve Daines. He fell a second time a short time later during a lunch meeting in the nearby Mansfield room. It's the latest health scare for McConnell. He fell in December of last year and previously had several strange freezing episodes in which he appeared to have lost his train of thought. Bob Agner reporting.
Authorities at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport say a Japan Airlines plane that was taxiing on the tarmac clipped the tail of a parked Delta aircraft Wednesday morning. All passengers from Japan Airlines Flight 68 and Delta Airlines Flight 1921 were deplaned with no reported injuries. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.